In our listener mail, we learn a lot about your radio habits. You tell us you listen in your car, driving home. You listen in the kitchen, preparing supper. On nice days, we join you outdoors, in a park, on a porch. Surveys tell us you're not dial turners. You tune in and you stay with us. A lot of radio, though, is not like that. Stations offer a sound, and listeners dial around, searching for the sound that appeals to them.
96.
At nighttime, millions of people in about a third of the country can choose companions from a selection of Chicago disc jockeys. Scott Simon met two of them.
It's 6 o'clock in the central time zone. The homeward traffic from Chicago's loop stalls on the river bridges that run north and south out of the city. Four floors up, off Michigan Avenue, in a small studio lit by the white shine of a single lamp, John Landecker prepares for his show by reading the names of records he'll be playing that night from a computerized list. Audience surveys show that within several hours, his voice will be carried into 32 states and heard by nearly 6 million people.
A popular song lives here forever.
You're about to come up on air, right?
About 20 seconds, yeah.
You're not nervous or anything?
Oh, I'm always a little bit nervous, yeah. Sure. Especially with National Public Radio and my program director both in the studio at the same time waiting for my first comments. That is, That's right, that's right.
Dust in the wind, mere particles upon the land of life.
Evening, John.
And now, coming to you live from a place we call Chicago, WIS presents John Landecker and his job.
John Landecker's program is actually pretty much a continuation in format of those programs that precede and follow his, a formula, if you will, for what are called top 40 rock music stations. The sound of it all is something relentless, smooth, and seemingly unstoppable. A fluid play of the final notes of songs rolling into the first notes of commercials, rolling out into more commercials, and then spreading out over those notes again into the songs. Mr. Landecker directs all this from the edge of his chair with sharp rolls of the wrist and snapping of fingers, leaning close into the microphone to offer time cues, jokes, and weather checks, mostly read briskly over music.
One thing you notice,
yeah.
There's no dead air, no let-up, no silence, nothing.
No silence. That's part of the genre of this type of radio. Silence, i.e. dead air, is a dreaded disease. Use only as directed.
Use only as directed.
Always remember that people get into radio because they sing your name.
It's a form of radio entertainment that Mr. Landecker considers to be more classic than routine. The idea is to meld the music, commercials, call-ins, and contest into a continuous, seamless entertainment. Mr. Landecker cautions that the audience for what he does is no longer so heavily teenaged.
You're talking about contemporary music being around now since 1958. So if you're 15 years old in 1958, well, how old are you now? You know, and you don't discard that type of music. And you've got, I mean, look at the commercials this hour. Photomat, okay, we have Dr. Pepper, we have The Gap, Salerno, Anison, Trident, Budweiser, the Yellow Pages, Limited, Continental Airlines, the Sun-Times, Ford dealers, Anison, Preparation H. Do you think that an 18-year-old kid is out there worrying about his hemorrhoids?
Tickets to the celebrity premiere of Grease, starring John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John, as a Grease soundtrack for the 15th call, 591-3089. Up around the intersection of Clark, those neon lights are bright on Broadway.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
One special feature of John Landecker's time on air is what he calls the boogie check of life, where calls are answered live and then dispatched with a quip, a jeer, or simple slam.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, I want to know where you live.
In Chicago.
Where in Chicago?
Why do you want to know?
I want to send you a letter.
What kind of letter? Right, the kind that explodes. Are you talking to me?
I have a collect call from John Stevens. Will you pay for the call?
Absolutely not. That's...
Thank you.
Are you talking to me?
Yes, I am.
Is that any way to say hello?
Good evening, John.
Say, who are you saying hello to tonight?
Good evening, Skokie.
Skokie? Hey!
Whoa,
what a controversial suburb. Are you talking to me?
Yes, I am.
About what?
What's your favorite rock group?
Stalactite.
What's that?
Stalactite. Mammoth Caves, Kentucky. Are you talking to me?
I sure am.
About what?
That sexy voice you have.
What about it?
It sounds good.
Well, how old are you?
38.
I guess it would.
Bang. I mean, that was not altogether kind.
That's true. Quite frankly, saying to a 38-year-old person that you would is not funny in itself. However, in the context of saying it at that pace, hitting the line at that point, that is more entertaining than having it hang there by itself.
Is there a harshness to the humor in that, though, that everybody just kind of understands?
No, they don't understand it all that much.
I mean, is she likely to hang up and be shattered?
No, she knew she might be hung up on even getting into it. I do a disclaimer, if you noticed.
Yeah.
What follows has nothing to do with anyone's reality, most of all me. So if I hang up on you or give you a line, that doesn't mean that I really mean it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm only doing it in the sense of entertaining the radio audience at that point, you know? And anything. I will say anything.
As the sky in the summer loses light, a weird bit of atmospherics comes into play. South of Chicago, many daytime rock stations sign off, and John Landecker's station with its huge transmitter and clear frequency skips its signal far into the south. The station becomes the strongest source of rock music to thousands of cities and motorists riding over the highways. But the sense you get inside the studio is more of the solitariness of the work, just John Landecker himself under a headset, signaling through a glass screen at a single engineer.
I please myself. The engineer reacts to what I say. The 5.8 million people is only based on the sample audience. So I can easily decide from two or three people. But the whole universe is enjoying what I'm doing.
What do you need to do really well at this job?
The ability to express joy, I think, is part of this. Timing, a sense of rhythm, a sense of music is very important. The ability to perceive what is going on in the popular culture. I don't yell and scream as much as I used to. But then I don't play as much rock and roll as I used to either.
WLS with John Landecker. It's 9:03 from Chicago. It's fair and cool tonight. Sunny and cool tomorrow. I am, of course, my normal fair and cool self. Overnight low 55. Maybe it's the sunshine of the day, but I feel a touch of the fever.